Today is Saturday, January 19th, 2019, and this...
They met across a poker table at the Mirage Casino and hit it off immediately.
I haven't seen you around here before.
You haven't been looking then.
Well, I'm looking now.
Watch out. I'm feeling lucky tonight.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 677.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good. How are you in real life? Not this pre-recorded life.
Oh, very, very, very good.
Me too. We're recording this in advance because we are on a desert research mission, as we do from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot to talk about on the next few shows, but for today's show, it's going to be a bit brief.
Yep.
We've got some phone calls to get caught up on. And then we're going to do a Gambling with Tim and Michelle segment that we recorded during our November trip that we've been meaning to get to for a while. We're going to introduce you to my new favorite slot machine. I love it. I love the machine.
Love it.
All right. And I look forward to playing that for you. So let's jump into phone calls. These have been getting stacked up. This is finally the big catch up. From our last trip, we're finally getting caught up
on phone calls.
I know some of these are a bit old, but that's okay. The information is not necessarily dated, despite that. So if you've been waiting for your call to be heard, you might be hearing it now, or you might not, but probably. All right, here we go.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Taylor from New Mexico.
Hey,
haven't
Taylor.
Called in for a while because we haven't stayed on the strip for a while, and who wants to hear about station casinos all the time. Anyway, we stayed at Paris for a couple nights while we were going to some basketball games at Orleans. Couple things. We tried the Blue Ribbon fried chicken. Very good. A little pricey. Also, Hattie B's, FYI, the medium spiciness is still pretty spicy. And the whole Cosmo food court district. None of them have fountain drinks, so they force you to buy seawater. Anyway, FYI. Thank you guys. Love your show, as always. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Taylor, thanks for that. I appreciate that information. Even though we had food at a couple places, mm-hmm. I didn't realize they didn't have fountain drinks.
Yeah.
We were either in water mode or already had something with us, but mm-hmm. That's good info. And then I've heard that from other people, too, about Hattie B's, the hotness levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go super hot on that because it's going to blow your ass out. So Hattie B's continues to get probably the most attention of any of those new food places at District 16, Block 16.
District 16.
Block 16 sounds like a prison.
No, it's Block 16 District Donuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hard to keep that straight. So, there you go. Thanks for that call. We do appreciate it. Moving along to...
I just have my mind on the donuts.
Got my mind on the donuts and the donuts on my mind.
Yep.
All right. Next up.
Hi, 500. It's Dave from Toronto, Canada.
Hey, Dave.
Just wanted to let you know about my recent stay at the El Cortez. I just got home after being there for four nights. I was staying in one of their new premium tower rooms, which are located on the floors 2, 3, 14, and 15. My room was on floor 15. And I just wanted to say that the rooms are outstanding, the new tower rooms. They have walk-in showers with floors, new bedding. It seems like the entire room has been gutted from top to bottom and redone. Also, while I was there, I was actually supposed to be there for a week. My mother took ill, and I just wanted to also let people know, if you have not stayed at the El Cortez, it is definitely a place to stay. It's one of my favorites. Everybody from bellhops to dining servers were excellent and were able to get me food and help me with getting my mother a wheelchair, and just made it a much more tolerable situation, despite the fact of having to leave early to come home. In any case, my mother's doing much better. Just got back, checked her out at the emergency at the hospital here back in Canada, and everything's A-okay on that end. So I'm happy about that. Looking forward to my next trip, because this one was a bit of a disaster, but, just wanted to let people know about the premium tower rooms, that, there is certainly something to be seen. I've stayed now in most of the hotels downtown, and I would have to say that this is definitely competes there with the best of the best, because I'm a huge El Cortez fan, and the tower rooms that are renovated put it over the top, in my opinion. Anyway, thanks very much for all your work. Looking forward to the upcoming Vegas Night Society retreat sometime in the fall. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate the kind words. Yep. I'm glad things are looking up for your mom.
Yes.
And appreciate that review, too, because I knew that they had renovated those rooms, but we haven't heard much about them. It's always good to hear when somebody checks out the new product.
Yep.
And the pictures look nice. There's, it's kind of limited as far as what's, there's like one picture of the room, and, you know, notice the hardwood floors. And the bed is a little bit unusual in that it has like the poster, the four.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the four poster. What are those things called? It's got the poles in the corners.
Four posters.
Yeah, you don't see that very often on a Vegas bed these days.
Hmm, the things you could do with the poles on the bed.
I wonder how long before somebody snaps one off fucking around on it.
I know.
The rooms look nice, though. I'm happy they've done that.
El Cortez is a little bit of an older clientele, so they might not try and...
That's true. People get stupid, though.
Yeah.
You know. Especially when they're looking at, like, Life is Beautiful is in Town or something like that, where they... Punk Rock Bowling, where they get a younger audience that might be inclined to do something stupid when they're having a good time. Time will tell.
And alcohol is a great equalizer. You could do something stupid no matter what your age.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
All right. Next up.
Hello and happy new year, 500 from the Cosmopolitan.
Hey, Melanie.
Where I just had one of the best Vegas experiences ever.
Yay.
So staying at the Cosmopolitan for New Year's Eve. Got this room with Marriott points for free. Awesome. I'm not much of a New Year's Eve person. I am a big Vegas person, so I figured I had to do it once, right? Anyway, just watched football in my super nice room, fell asleep. Luckily, I'd set my alarm for 11:30, so I got up, got dressed. By dressed, I mean, you know, my jeans and cologne ones, and my hat, my coat. It's cold. Took my little room key, which turns out is magic on New Year's Eve, if you have a room key for a strip hotel. Walked right over to... actually went down to the third floor from the Chelsea Tower at Cosmo, went over to the Boulevard Tower, went up to the fourth floor where the ice rink is, where the pool normally is. And this is the pool that is right on the strip, four stories up. They were having kind of a special party, you know, anyone could go kind of thing most of the night. But after 11, hotel guests could go. And they had, I had to go through several areas. I think there was an Imagine Dragons concert. I had to go through several areas to get over there. But all you have to do is show your room key and like, oh, right this way. So got there about, oh gosh, quarter till 12 after getting up again at 11:30, saw the fireworks, saw the people, everyone around me was super nice and happy, and the music, you could just feel a concussion of the fireworks from Planet Hollywood. It was a very, very cool experience, especially to not be in the crowd thing. I did try to leave the Cosmo earlier for a few minutes, and it was insane. I turned around and went right back in. Anyway, and then I... took the escalator down, grabbed a secret slice of secret pizza, and came back to my room by 12:26. So, yeah, if you like to be of the crowd but not in the crowd, you like to see the party but not participate, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. So, back in my room, cozy, going to get in the jet tub and get my little robe and slippers. Yeah, happy 2019, everyone. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. Glad you had a good time on New Year's Eve.
That's the way to do it.
That sounds like my way of doing it. If we were to ever go there on New Year's Eve.
Which is getting more unlikely.
More unlikely, but you know what? If we were going to do it like that, like I know that I'm going to be in that single place.
Right.
And I'm going to stay within that place and not go out into the madness.
And that I'm going to be able to see stuff, but not be be surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. With Cosmo, I'd be like, fucking, I'm just going to observe from my balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Be sitting out there chilling out, watching all the craziness below.
Yeah.
I could get down with that, I think.
For sure.
All right. Thanks for that call. I think Melanie was sending me pictures from her suite, like just chilling out during that trip. And it's always like,
it's so relaxing.
Even though she's just hanging out in her room, chilling out. And it's like that Cosmo room.
Yeah.
I just want to be there. Even though in Vegas, you know, when I'm there, I want to be in the casino. But
right. But when you're here, you want to be in Vegas.
There are certain things where you see it, you just see it and you're like, oh man, get me there now. Melanie does that to me a lot. She goes to Vegas a lot.
Yeah.
She'll just send me that one picture that's like, I want to be there now. That's okay, Melanie. Keep them coming. Alrighty. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Chris in Los Angeles.
Hey, Chris.
I might be setting some sort of record for time in between calls, because the last time I called in, the show numbers were in the single digits. I think it was 2008. Anyway.
Would have been earlier than that. Single digits would have been 14 years ago.
Whoa.
Yep. So that's a pretty good span. I know we have a handful of listeners who have been around that whole time.
Are you sure it's... Wait.
We've been doing the show 14 years.
Yeah. Oh, single digits. I was...
Unless he meant like single hundreds.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he meant. That would make more sense.
Okay.
But we had phone calls pretty early on.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. I'm not going to go back and listen to the tapes. That's too painful.
10 years later... my wife and I, we went and saw the opening night of Lady Gaga at the Park MGM. Killer show. Oh,
awesome.
My God. We had seen her before a couple of times. This is one of the best. If anybody, you know, is on the fence about going, do it. It's freaking great. So we drove up to Las Vegas strictly for that, and we're not big gamblers, so really at a fair off time, we went to... the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is actually a really cool place to hang out in. And, you know, we used to go sing karaoke over at Kino's, but apparently the host, Danny G, retired in October. So we found this cool place, Ellis Island, that has a nightly karaoke. And it seemed like a cool place to gamble, too. Eating, we had the fried chicken over at the Yard House at the Venetian. It was great. Happy to call in again after 10 years. And hope you and everybody else listening as well. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Glad you're still with the show.
Yeah.
And glad you had a great experience. Been waiting for another Gaga review. I think, do we have one already? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Melanie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it's an amazing show. Big spectacle if you know, enjoy her music and like her big... That was an inappropriate pause.
Yes.
Her big stage show.
Spectacle, yes. Yeah.
It's going to be a good show for you. All righty. Next up...
Hey, to Michelle. It's Richard from Toronto.
Hello.
My name is Rico. I just came back from a long trip for me, like an 8-day trip from Christmas Eve to New Year's Day. Celebrate my birthday, and also finally did New Year's on the Strip, which was kind of crazy. Spent a lot of time at the new restaurants at the Park MGM. I went to the Vet Steakhouse, which was probably one of the greatest steakhouses I've had. I've gone to in Las Vegas. Our steaks were perfect. It was a great restaurant. And interesting thing is, at the back of the restaurant, there is one of those secret bars, speakeasies. We definitely see people going in there. I think you need a reservation to get in there, but I'll have to check it out on my next trip.
I do want to say that as much as, you know, while it's been under construction, Park MGM has been getting, you know, kind of reviews in terms of the overall aesthetic and all that.
Right.
Bavette's is the restaurant that's been open possibly the longest. One of the first new restaurants to open.
Mm-hmm.
That place has been getting consistently high marks.
Yeah.
We've had a couple reviews on here. We've had some friends who have gone there and some people have posted on the Facebook group. So if you're looking for a new steakhouse to check out, that might be a really good option for you.
We also did Nomad Restaurant. It just opened up this week. There's a Nomad Bar, which is really good, across the hall. And, the highlight at the Nomad Restaurant is their roasted chicken for two, it's called, and it's cooked with foie gras, black truffles, and brioche, and it was probably one of the best meals I've had ever in Las Vegas. Warning, the chicken does cost $90, but it does feed two people. We also did Best Friend. It's the new Korean barbecue place. We had several dishes. We had the chicken wings. They were out of dumplings for some reason. We had spicy pork and a Kung Pao lobster. All great dishes. A little smaller dishes, more to share. And the cool thing was Roy Choi, who's the chef from L.A., he was actually there walking around meeting everyone. He was taking a lot of selfies with people, and it was really cool to see him. We also did, outside of that, we did Joe Stone Crab at Caesar's Palace. There's actually a shortage of stone crabs due to the red tide in Florida. So we basically got, like, the last order of stone crab. It was jumbo. It was really expensive. But it was 8 o'clock at night, and they were pretty much out. So if you want that stuff, go early. Some of the other things we did is we went to visit our buddy Al from San Diego's Paver Stone at the Neon Museum. The stone is actually inside the museum. It's on the pathway between the lobby building and the actual boneyard. So and they were... They asked me for if we had an appointment. I did guess there, you know, when I explained why I was there, a person did let me go in and quickly take a picture of Al's paper stone. Hey, it's Rico again, part two. So again, if you're going to go visit Al's paper stone, you might want to make an appointment to go visit it and see the actual boneyard. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this trip was go to spend time on the strip during New Year's Eve. Always wanted to do it where the fireworks are. A lot of fun. Tons of people, over 300,000 people. It was great. But interesting, when you want to go back to your hotel, all the security fences are up, and it's really hard to get through everyone to get to your hotel. It takes a while. So just a warning for anyone who's going to New Year's Eve on the Strip. Oh, yeah, there's one other thing that I did. I went to that new Sidel. Is that how you pronounce it? The new coffee shop at Bellagio that replaced the old coffee shop. They just painted it blue and some updated furniture. It's really expensive, so if you are looking for a place to have breakfast or brunch at Bellagio, you might want to go somewhere else because my brother and I had, you know, two bagel lox of cream cheese and two Diet Cokes. He had a couple more Diet Cokes. But our bill basically came to like $70 for that. And the menu is pretty expensive, so you might want to think of other places to go if you're seeing the Bellagio for breakfast. All right. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for all the food reviews. We appreciate that. Sounds like you had quite a trip. All righty. I'm interested in Best Friend, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about Park MGM. It seems like the new restaurants that might be hitting the mark with those, so that's good. All right, one more call.
Damn, Michelle, Chris from Santa Cruz calling.
Hello.
Hey, I just checked out Block 16 in Cosmo, and I just ate at Hattie B's, and I just want to say that for the amount of money you spend and the amount of food that you get, very efficient, especially if you're drunk. I got, like, a ton of food for under $20. So, good on that. I guess you can consider this a drunk dial. Also, just want to comment that apparently Cosmo is killing it in the food department. Cosmo has always had a really good lineup of restaurants, and these changes are welcome. And that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. Yeah, good things again about Hattie B's.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to try that one sometime.
Yep.
All right. Thanks to all of our callers. We do appreciate it. As always, you can call us at 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you on your Vegas reviews and reports. All right. So during our November trip, it wasn't the first time I'd played this machine, by the way.
Right.
I discovered it, I think, the previous trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played it at a local casino here, Wisconsin Casino. And then this time I was addicted. In November, I was addicted, which is trouble. When you fall in love with a slot machine, it's going to lead to trouble.
To sorrow.
It's not even that I did great, but I played it a lot, and I had fun playing it. And I anticipate being geared up to play it again, probably as we speak right now, I'm playing it.
Uh-huh. And then it's also laughing at you and taking your
money.
Oh,
yeah. That's what's going to happen. I know it. It's going to be like, nope, no bonus rounds, mm-hmm. no fun. But keep on playing just in case it ends up being fun again. You better keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this works. Okay, so I introduce you to the Sky Wheel.
Gambling with Tim and Michelle at Cosmopolitan. We're playing a little machine called Crazy Money Deluxe. I know it better as the Sky Wheel. So this machine has three rows of five reels. It's a penny machine where you can play between 60 and 300 credits. And the slot symbols are all dollar denominations, between $1 and $500. And depending on the combinations, you can win money. But the more important part is, if you get three Sky Wheel symbols, a guy comes on the screen and says, "Spin the Sky Wheel." And then you look up, and there's a big wheel with bonus stuff on it. Bonus dollar amounts, jackpots, or a bonus round where you get to grab at dollar bills floating across the screen, and all of them are fun. And my experience with Sky Wheel has been that the bonuses come up fairly frequently.
You say that now.
Now that we are recording, that will not happen.
No.
Because tradition. And
because
you're playing Sky Wheel as well.
I am.
You're playing 60 credits. I'm playing the max 300 because I have my eye on that grand. I just hit two $50 bills for 1,500 credits.
Sweet.
Oh, I hit. This is a big one.
Nice. Oh, $30.
I just won $30 on that spin without it being a bonus.
Wow, that's some good skills, buddy.
I forgot I free play. Oh, I'll play that later on. I just put $100 in. I was so excited to be at the Sky Wheel. I want to meet the guy who does the voiceover on Sky Wheel, so I'm kind of obsessed with him right now.
Yeah, you are. You were imagining him doing everyday tasks.
I'm going to mow my lawn after I play the Sky Wheel. I can't wait for you folks to hear the Sky Wheel guy. So I started out with $100. I'm down to about 90. As I said, playing 300 credits. You are...
I started out with 20. I'm at about 13. I'm a little lower roller than you.
Bonus? Nothing.
No bonus.
Come on, Sky Wheel. Sky Wheel, Sky Wheel. And... motherfucker. Here's the thing. Even though we got bonus motherfuckered there,
yeah.
My experience has been, compared to a lot of slot machines, the frequency with which the bonus comes up compared to the bonus motherfucker situation is pretty good. But of course, as we've said, we're recording now.
Right, so that offsets the odds a little bit.
I want you to get the Sky Wheel. There are four penny machines here at Cosmo, all of them taken right now. On the other side of the casino, I almost played it last night, and then I realized it was a quarter machine and a dollar machine. Too rich for this guy's blood.
Yep. Yeah, the machine next to me is bonkers, because that dude is hitting Sky Wheel like every third spin.
Wouldn't you know it, that dude is having all the Sky Wheel luck.
Yeah. Ooh, I just won $2.55. I'm pretty excited about it.
I can tell you are enthusiastic. I've played this machine at El Cortez, Four Queens, and I have now developed an eye for the crazy money machines.
Yes.
And the Sky Wheel.
And the Sky Wheel.
I mean, I'm getting some hits here and there.
Yeah.
Got a $10 hit. I'm down to $50 though. Half of my money is gone.
Not half of all your money, just half of your investment in this.
Correct. I'm going to be very disappointed if I don't get the Sky Wheel this time, because it's been pretty dependable lately.
I haven't had good luck with the Sky Wheel.
Oh, so you're saying you're the Sky Wheel cooler?
No. I'm just saying it doesn't like me as much as it likes you.
Well, right now it's not like it either. Bonus.
Come on, baby.
Damn it. Motherfucker. Sky Wheel? Nope.
It didn't even give you the second Sky
Come
Wheel
on,
that
Sky
time.
Sky Wheel. Why have you forsaken me, Sky Wheel?
Gambling has forsaken you a few times this trip.
I know, it always comes back around.
Yeah.
If I go I'll do $100 without hitting a single Skywheel. I'm going to riot. Skywheel? Skywheel? Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, listen up.
Spin the Skywheel.
I will spin the Skywheel. All right, we're looking up at the big wheel. Jackpots range from like 600 credits all the way up to 6,000 plus. There are four mini jackpots.
And the president smiled.
And I just got the mini for $27.51. I hit the minor for 100 something the other day at El Cartel.
Do you like how the presidents smile every time the little tab passes over them?
I do like it. It's a nice touch. Each of the mini bonus symbols is one of the presidents, or one of the people on the dollar bill. So they're not all presidents. Ben Franklin was never president.
Right. Hamilton was never president.
So that was a $27 hit. That's not one of my bigger Skywheel bonuses, but I'm not complaining because I got to hear the Skywheel.
And I'm about three spins short from cashing out here.
I'm totally making the Skywheel guy into my ringtone.
You should. Oh my god. For when everybody calls or when special people call?
I'm just going to turn it on when I'm in meetings. Oh. I just went $22.50.
No, you went $24.75.
$24.75 on that spin. So you get some pretty good non-bonus jackpots on this too. I'm back to about $50.
I'm going to give you my 17 cents that I cashed.
I'd like
out.
To get one more Skywheel. Skywheel and Skywheel. Here we go. Skywheel bonus.
Spin the Skywheel.
I will spin the Skywheel. We're looking up. Come on, grand bonus. Make this hotel worthwhile. Okay, it's a lowly 600, and then the multiplier wheel will come up.
Yep.
Which I can spin for 2, 3, 4, or 5 times, or a re-spin. Let's hope for the re-spin here.
Yeah.
Which would add on to my Skywheel total. Oh, only two times. So that is about the lowest bonus amount you can get playing max credit. $1,200. Not ideal. Thank you, Skywheel. I'm back up to $56. See, now we're rolling. Now it's just going to be like 6 straight hours of Skywheel.
Uh-huh. $11?
Yeah. Skywheel?
Nope.
All right.
Let me give you my 17 cents as a token of
thank
goodwill.
You. Even though you haven't had as much luck on the Skywheel,
I've enjoyed watching you play the Skywheel.
You see the joy that the Skywheel brings out in me?
I do, and I appreciate it.
What would you say if you came home from work and we had a Skywheel machine in the living room? Oh, I hit it again.
Yes.
You can hear this night and day.
Oh my god.
Spin the Skywheel.
Okay.
You know how freaked out our dog would be by that?
He'd get over it.
Not for a while.
I don't think our ceilings are high enough for the Skywheel.
I don't think they are either.
Alright. Oh, I think I'm gonna get the bonus. Oh, 600 again.
This machine. That'd be more than 2x.
I know. Or I want a re-spin or 5X. Come on. All right. We're going with the multiplier wheel. 600 credits times. I'm just going to do 2 again.
It is.
Piece of shit. I hate your Skywheel. I don't really. I love the Skywheel. Should I do an entire podcast of Skywheel guy?
No.
This week in Las Vegas, I have some news to discuss. Caesars Entertainment is going to rename the High Roller the Skywheel. Skywheel, Skywheel, and... So bonus-wise, that's one of the reasons I like this machine. It hits a lot.
People are having fun playing.
It's a fun machine.
Yeah.
All right, are we done here?
I think so.
I'm going to continue to play.
Done. but...
I think we've said everything we can say about the Skywheel. Thank you for joining us. Crazy Money Deluxe is the name of the machine. Look for it at a casino near you.
What did you think of the Skywheel?
I like the Skywheel.
I can't stop talking like the Skywheel guy. All right, that's going to do it for this way. I can't. I was going to try to do the whole thing in the Skywheel voice, and I can't. All right, fuck it. Website, 500bymidnight.com. You can email us at gmail, 500@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line, 702-866-9494. We're going to have a whole lot of things to talk about in the next few weeks because we always do after our trips. And this one should be no exception. So I don't know. We'll see what happens next week. Sometimes we've got a lot of stuff to catch up on with news. And we don't get to our reviews for a couple weeks. But we'll be bringing you lots of Vegas-y goodness in the next few weeks. And until then, we hope that you have a lovely week. And, you know, schedule a couple Vegas trips for yourself. Do something nice for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Goodbye.
Bye.